I like that, the brand new single from a brand new album. There goes Selena Gomez and Come and Get It on Talking Sport. This evening we're talking cycling, and I'd like to welcome Anna and Mark Christian. A very good evening to you.
Evening.
First of all, thank you very much for coming on the show, and congratulations, Anna, on winning the National Road Race Championships.
Yeah, it was one of the women's series as a whole, but they put the junior nationals in it on the Sunday. So,
what was it actually feeling like then for you coming across that finish line and knowing I've actually won this? Like, what do you feel when you do that? Do you even think about that?
Well, it was the juniors racing with the seniors, and I won the junior national title, but I came across the line I was last junior left with the seniors, and I came in sixth overall for the seniors, but I knew when we're like last like 5k-ish that I'd got the junior title as well, so I was really pleased, yeah.
Yeah, because like these sort of races, they're quite long, aren't they? So, I mean, you've got to start pacing yourselves with doing stuff, because you don't want to go racing off at the beginning, do you? Because the fatigue will start kicking in, and then by the end, like, I've watched some of these online, and like at the end, it really is a sprint finish, isn't it? Where do you get that sort of energy from?
Yeah, it's just, a lot of tactics do come into it through the whole race, don't they? And then, basically the last part of it is just getting everything out to, you know, the lines there, and that's the sort of the last final effort you're going to make for the whole day. But yeah, so obviously a lot of it before that, it's sort of the build up to that, getting yourself in the right position or getting into the right moves and the right sort of tactical moves to try and win the race. So yeah, you found yourself on Sunday, didn't you? You were in the right group at the end. And like you were saying, the junior girl, she was the last out of the juniors, so she sort of, you kind of knew what you had to do at the end, didn't you? And
yeah, you were talking tactics just before, and I mean, we had Peter Kenyuk in the studio. It was just before TT, so not too long ago, and he was saying, I think Andrew Roach was in the studio as well, and he was saying that one of the most important, I suppose, sort of tactics you could say is riding with your teammates and things. It's all the motivation of keeping going and pushing yourselves in a race, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it, exactly. Yeah, I mean, like, the bike race, it's so sort of, it's never kind of black and white. There's always so much that can happen throughout the race and so many like things that can come into it. And all the whole way, it's all about just sort of getting into the right sort of moves, and like the tactical game of the whole race is like a long one. And then, yeah, it's all about playing to your strengths and try and get the race to go the way you want it to, really. Yeah, and like on Sunday, like you played
last
perfection, really.
Yeah, I didn't want it to end in a sprint finish, but although it did finish on a hill, which kind of suited me in a finish, but I was happy when I realised I was the last junior and didn't have to worry about sprinting or anything, just cross the line.
Yeah, that must be a great feeling for you, though. I mean, crossing that line and thinking, because it's not just for you and your family, I suppose, because even the whole island, I suppose, and all of us here at Energy FM, we're all pushing you on. I mean, even your team as well, they must have been proud.
Yeah, it was good having part of the team, because like we made a 1-2-3 on the podium with the other two road for Scott as well. So everyone was happy.
You're good mates
and stuff.
That as well,
yeah.
Aren't you? You're good friends.
So. Yeah. And another rider, Laura Wosley, she rides for the Isle of Man as well. Well, from the Isle of Man. She rides on the team as well, so.
Well, wasn't just you doing really well on Sunday either. Mark, you did quite well as well when you were competing on, was it?
Our race is in the afternoon after theirs, yeah. Part of like the Premier Calendar, like a national series in Britain. It was the last round of that part. I was racing with my team rally. Fifth overall awards in the race. So, yeah, I was happy enough with it. Sort of coming back into like racing and stuff over the last couple of weeks after some time off with injury. So, now really happy with how things have been going. And, had a good race. Happy enough to another top 10 out of it. So.
Excellent. Well, I suppose I want to ask you, what's sort of next? Because now you've done those races on Sunday. I mean, have you got anything else coming up soon?
Yeah, away this weekend, actually, the Ride London Classic. So that's like a professional race, so there's going to be a lot of the top teams there as well. So it's a big race, you know, for myself and also for the team as well, as a British-based team, to have such a big race on in Britain. So looking forward to getting stuck into that one. Knowing it's going to be really tough, but see what we can do and show the faces and stuff. And then after that, through August, so it's going to be a little bit away in Belgium, that sort of thing, but all sort of preparation leading towards a Tour Britain, which is going to be, that's kind of middle of September time, which is going to be the big final goal for the end of the season.
we wish you all the best for that. And of course, we'll be keeping you all up to date on our Twitter feed at Energy FM Sport. Anna, have you got anything that you're going to be working towards now? Are you doing Tour Britain or anything as well?
No, they haven't got a women's Tour of Britain, no. There is talks of having a women's stage race in Britain next year, but I've got the women's race on the Saturday of the Ride London. That's got a few pro women in it, so that'll be good. And then kind of working towards, got a big aim to get selected for GB for the Junior World Road Race in Italy in September, but that's kind of a big aim. So I'd be pleased if I get selected for that, but it's something I'd like to do.
Yeah, that'll be ace if you got selected for Team GB in September. Hope you do. We'll be talking a little more cycling in just a few moments' time. First of all, a great tune from Kelly Clarkson. It's Energy FM.